Gregory Stieber, Jasmine Barnes, welcome.
Hi.
Good day.
Now, Greg, you are opening hearts and eyes with another original play that you've done for the Fort Wayne Youth Theater for their Young Heroes of Consciousness series. And this one spotlights Ruby Bridges. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And real briefly, what motivated this choice?
2 years ago, Leslie Horman approached me about writing an original production for youth theater. And what started happening was this kind of snowball effect of these different stories of real people facing adverse situations, yet they want to better their lives by being educated. And now we are at Ruby Bridges.
And what a powerful story that is. Jasmine, were you familiar with Ruby's story before you took this part?
Yes, I was.
And where did you first learn about it?
Well, since the teachers teach us about, like, history, we get a little info on that. And I really like Ruby, so it's like library day. I took both Ruby Bridges books, and I read them all the time.
You can kind of feel it in rehearsal with her. You have a real connection to her and a respect for her.
Yes.
That was very important to the actress to come in and have that.
That's quite an impact. Okay, children fighting to make a difference. That's the point of this series, and that's a broad and powerful theme. What do you think you can accomplish sharing it from this perspective, Greg?
Well, what better place to go back to and learn from than children? And again, what I keep in reminding Jasmine as she's portraying Ruby and our entire cast, no one knew how it was going to turn out. The people that were really adverse to it, the people that were fighting for it, the faculty at the school, Ruby herself. But what she did every day, no matter how ugly it got, she changed history. Any day she just could have said, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. And she had good reasons not to want to go back. Yet there was something in her, it was just her too, once it really came down to it, that got out of that car with, you know, four federal agents surrounding her and walked through a nightmare of people fighting to retain their way of life. And fear translates into ugliness. And this time it was leveled at a six-year-old girl.
Jasmine, what does it mean to you to portray such a strong and important American hero like Ruby Bridges?
I think it's super important. It's a big thing. And
she was a powerful person.
Yeah, and she was really brave. Like, she wanted to pray for them so much that she had to not follow rules just so she could do it.
Wow.
And she cared about them so much, even though they were not caring about her.
And that's something that you share through the part that you play.
And she does it very well.
Now, many of us remember this landmark incident and Rockwell's painting of it, which certainly helped immortalize it. For all of those younger generations, including Jasmine's, why is it relevant today?
I think it's relevant because clearly we're still not done. Turn on CNN any day of the week and you're still seeing race riots, demonstrations. Unbelievably, we're still trying to figure each other out. There has been huge advancements, and then sometimes we have to remind ourselves we still have a ways to go. But it was so extreme what was happening with Ruby when you really think about the boldness of an adult deciding to try to preserve a way of life by physically threatening a six-year-old girl who's got school books in her hands and is walking up the steps to a learning institution. Doesn't get much more bold than that. It's an examination of her history, but it's also looking at we still have work to do as a society.
Very, very good point. And Jasmine, as you mentioned, you have read the story of Ruby Bridges more than once. What do you say about people that still don't know it?
It'd probably be better to find out now so they don't have to go through the same thing that those other people back when Ruby was a child did.
That's an excellent point. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're helping tell that story. Good for you. So, with opening night on the horizon, what do you hope your audience will take to heart and carry with them from this powerful story?
What I'm really hoping for, and I think we're going to accomplish it, is that a lesson will have been taught by children. It ends with Jasmine and the entire ensemble of our younger cast. And again, our youngest is seven, just throwing a ball back and forth.
Yeah, we're playing four square at the end.
And then it becomes five square, and then six square, and then square, and eight square. And it begins to fill with both white and black children. And they figured it out together. And then all the adults are kind of on the sidelines watching. We can always learn, and sometimes the best source to go to is children. And youth theater is the perfect backdrop for that.
I want them to hold deep down that we don't have to be afraid of each other, and we can all be friends. We don't have to fight each other anymore.
Gregory Stieber is author and director of Ruby Bridges, and Jasmine Barnes is lead actress. Greg, Jasmine, many thanks for joining us today, and carry it on.
Well, thank you so much for having us, Julia.
I'm really happy I got to be here.